Buster Pentec Brown bought himself a ticket for the show. Passed by all the acrobats, all the clowns in funny hats, and went to see the animals below. Saw a tamer put his head into a lion's mouth, waited till the tamer man was through. Took his head and said, "At taming wild ones, you're a bird, but there's just one thing I'd like to ask of you. Can you tame wild women? Can you tame wild women?" You made the tiger stand and eat out of your hand. You made the hippo do a flip, oh, honest, it was grand. But can you tame wild women? So they'll always lead a sweet and peaceful life, with a wild, ferocious gland that's piercing like a lance. You made the grizzly bear get up and do the hula dance. But can you tame wild women? If you can, please tame my wife.
Right this way, right this way. Let me step up a little closer while I tell you some of the wonderful big things we have in the small tent on the inside. First of all, but not the least, we have Professor Ketchumowski. 14 years ago, the professor and 14 of his native Igorotes on the Isle of Luzon went 14 miles into the wilds of the forest. None but the professor and the monster returned. 14 years. We have them both on the inside. This marvelous prehistoric monster measures 14 feet from the tip of his nose to the tip of his tail, and 14 feet back again, making a grand total of 28 feet. On the inside for a dime. J. Augustus Pentec Brown gave the crowd the up and down, saw a woman edging for the cave. "There she is," he yelled in fright. "You can see she's wild, all right, wilder than a tiger in a rage." "Mr. Tamer Man," he whispered in a trembling voice, "tell me, did you ever have a wife? You can tame the wildest beast I know, but listen, please. There's only one thing now can save my life. Can you tame wild women? Can you tame wild women?" You made the fox play dead, a mule stand on his head. But did you ever make your wife shut up and go to bed? Oh, can you tame wild women? So they'll always lead a sweet and peaceful life. And when you come home at 3, can you pull out your key and open up the door and holler, "Don't come back to me"? If you can